Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It is time for us to come on in for noonday prayer. Praise God that we are back in the house praising God and giving him the glory and the honor and all that he deserves and desire. Amen. Some of us didn't wake up this morning to give God the honor and the glory, but I thank God that we on this side of the day where we can give God all the praise because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be magnified. So I'm going to give everybody a few more seconds to come on in for noonday prayer. God bless. God bless.
Thank you.
life. You take whatever you desire, Lord, holding nothing back. Amen. Not holding on to any animosity, not holding on to any pain, any strain, any unforgiveness. Lord, you take what you desire. Purify me, Father God. Make me whole, Lord. Take whatever is not of you in me, Father God, and cleanse it. Like David said, purge me with hyssop. Wash me. Make me whiter than snow, Father God. Because, see, since we're in a time right now where the Lord is truly coming back, and if we don't get our acts together, we will miss out. I promise you, there is no way, no how, there is nothing that I would want to do than to miss out on the word, miss out on the rapture of God. I just wouldn't want to do that. I'm sorry. I don't want to do that. I don't think I have to do that. I shouldn't want to do that. I do not want to miss out on the word of God. I do not want to miss out on the trumpet. I do not want to miss out on my salvation. Because you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, there is nothing more important than your salvation. I don't care how many bills you have. I don't care how many friends you have, I don't care how many enemies you have, it does not matter. What matters in our life is our salvation. Amen? So let us go into prayer. Mm-hmm. We have a long list of prayers right now. As I was getting ready for prayer, I realized my cousin Shakita, our family has been struck again. My cousin Shakita, her nephew just passed, and he was a young guy. So we want to pray for the Birch family. And in this season, again, we have lost another soldier. We want to pray for Brother Michael, Pastor Camilla's brother as well, praying that God will heal his body. Let's go into prayer. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, dear gracious Lord, Lord, we come to you right now, Father God, giving you honor and glory, giving you the thanks that you deserve right now. Father God, we give you thanks for your grace and your mercy, Father God. For right now, Father God, we're calling on your grace and mercy on a few people right now. Father God, we're calling on grace and mercy for the Warner Parker family right now. Father God, you know the situation with Michael's body. Father God, that's you right. Know what he's going through. Father, we stand on your word. Father, we have no that's doubt right. in your word. We have no unbelief right now, Father God. We are totally convinced. We are totally made up in our mind, Father God, that your word will go forth, Father God, and your word will stand true. Father God, just like you heal the lame, just like you heal the blind, just like you heal the deaf, you even raise the dead, not once but twice that I know of, Father God. And Father God, just like you healed all of the people in the past of their affliction, Father God, we call and ask you to disperse your hand over Michael right now, Father God. Whatever's yes, God. Not right in his body, Father God, touch it right now, Father God, because we're going to claim victory right now, Father God. I hear the joy of the Lord is my strength right now, Father God. So our strength is in your joy right now, Father God. And the reason why we're going to have joy, because we're going to rejoice in the work that you're going to do right now, Father God.
Yes, God.
We know that you're going to fix the situation, Father God. We don't know how, Father God, and we don't know when. But, Father God, we do know that you will fix it right now,
yes,
Father God.
God.
So, Father God, touch his family right now, Father God. Let them know that they don't need to be weary and well-doing right now, Father God, because they're doing his prayer right now, Father God. Hear their prayers right now, Father God. See their hearts right now, Father God. For they're standing in the gap for Michael's health right now, Father God. They're standing in the gap for Michael's deliverance right now, Father God. They're standing in the gap for Michael to awaken right now, Father God, to be able to
yes,
have a relationship with his son right now, Father God, to be able to have a relationship with his brothers and sisters right now, Father God. So, Father God,
yes,
we
God.
Call on your hands right now for your breath right now. Father God, we ask that you just breathe a breath
yes,
of fresh air in his body right now, Father God, because it was
God.
Your breath that gave us life right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call on you right now to disperse your breath right now, Father God, and give him a renewed body right now, Father God. Touch his kidneys right now, Father God. When he come out of the hospital, let his kidneys function right now, Father God, where he don't have to take a dialysis treatment no more right now, Father God. Father God, touch that brain where it won't swell anymore right now, Father God. Father God, touch his throat where he can be healed and not have a trach in it right now, Father God. But, Father God, we call on these things. We're not coming to beg, but, Father God, we're coming to rejoice. We're coming to say, I know a man that was sick, but you touched his body. So, Father God, you use every situation to show your glory right now, Father God. So we're going to call on you to touch his body so we can proclaim your glory over Michael right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you touch the Birch family right now. For Father God, it was
yes,
not
God.
Unknown, but I had no idea that Jacoyle was going to die right now, Father God. So see, Father God, that you could touch their family right now, Father God. Let them not be well-doing and anguish right now, Father God. For you know your soldiers and you know what time it is for them to come home right now, Father God. So, Father God, we know JT was not an older boy, but a young boy right now, Father God. And it was in your hand and in your season right now, Father God, to call him home right now, Father God. I know his funeral is March 5th right now, Father God. But, Father God, we call on you right now, Father God, to touch his family right now, Father God. Let his mom know that there's no need to worry right now. As a matter of fact, his mom is in heaven with you right now, Father God, that I think about it right now. Let Jean and Jeanette be able to receive their niece, their nephew, and her son right now, Father God. Father God, whatever is going on with Shakita and Tammy right now, Father God, let them know that they don't have to cry no more right now, Father God, because JT is home with his mother right now, Father God. Father God, I also call out on Sister True and Sister Angela and Brother Wise right now, Father God. Father God, continue keeping a hedge around them right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, touch Brother Wise's father right now, Father God. Give him the health and renewed strength right now, Father God, that he can be happy and well-doing right now, not hostile right now, Father God. Let him be able to laugh and smile again, Father God. Let him be able to walk on his own accord and do on his own accord right now, Father God. Father God, I call and ask you to keep a protective hedge around Brother Sister D and Mother Yoki right now and Sister D's mother right now, Father God. Father God, give them the renewed strength right now, Father. Give a renewed strength to Pastor Camilla and myself right now, Father God. Let us not get weary and well-doing right now, Father God. So, Father God, we know that there's a lot going on in the nation right now, Father God. Father God, we call, first of all, on the nation of Ukraine right now, Father God. So many have lost their life to one man's foolish decision right now, Father God. Father God, touch Putin's heart right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you disperse your angels and shake his spirit right now, Father God. His spirit that he feels that he is being condemned right now, Father God. Shake his spirit that he feels the guilt in him right now, Father God. Cease all wars and all killing right now, Father God. For we know that the Bible said rumors of war would be in the last, but Father God, he's killing innocent folks right now, Father God. Father God, remove these innocent people out of his way of destruction right now, Father God. Father God, begin to bless Ukraine and have food and shelter for them right now, Father God. Father God, let no mother and her children lose their life to this foolishness of war right now, Father God. Father God, let all the other nations around them and all the other cities and all the other countries around them open up their doors to Ukraine right now, Father God. Let them be able to receive them not as refugees but as human beings right now, Father God. For Father God, you never had a refugee in your camp right now, Father God. You always call them an outsider or Gentiles, but never a refugee right now, Father God. So let us refer to these people as not refugees, but children of God right now, Father God, Christians of God right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you sow your seeds where the seeds may be sown to help these people get over into a safe place right now, Father God. And Father God, help our inflation right now, Father God. For we know food is expensive right now, Father God. Father God, let all of your children stand on the word that know that you are more than enough and not just enough right now, Father God. Father God, look on our land for the gas prices. Oh, my God, right now, Father God. Father God, be able to provide to each one of your children for gas right now, Father God. For people are saying they cannot afford to go to work right now because of the gas prices right now, Father God. For every truck driver that's delivering food right now, for every truck driver that's delivering products to the United States right now, Father God, give them the increase that they can continue on delivering goods and services to the United States and all around us right now, Father God. For Father God, we're in a time that we have never seen before right now, Father God. So Father God, we will not lean to our own understanding, but we will trust you in every step of the way right now, Father God. We will lean to you, Father God, asking you for your helping hand right now, Father God, to see us through this inflation right now, Father God. Father, look down on all of the fathers who have taken their lives and killing their family right now, Father God. Disperse your angels where no other man will take his family or his life right now, Father God. Father God, give these men that's got a demented problem or a mental problem that wants to kill their family, give them hope right now, Father God. Let them know that they don't have to kill themselves and take their family with them right now, Father God. Father God, give us the increase of love right now, Father God. Let your love go in and out of the family homes right now, Father God. Let your love go in to give everybody the solemn peace of God right now. And let that love flow around the house right now, Father God. That nobody else loses their life to an angry father right now, Father God. That no one else loses their life to a father with mental problems right now, Father God.
Yes,
for
God.
It has been so many killings of fathers killing their families right now, Father God. Father God, we ask that this situation cease and desist right now, Father God. Father God, you said whatever we bind in earth, you will bind in heaven right now, Father God. So we bind all of the fathers killing their families right now, Father God. Let the families be in one peace and one joy and one love right now, Father God. Let the fruit of the Spirit dwell in each and every last American home right now, Father God. Let there be love, kindness, peace, happiness, temperance right now, Father God. Let there even be long-suffering with joy right now, Father God. For we all know that we have to go through some things in life, Father God. But you say, weeping may do at night, but joy does come in the morning, Father God. Let us know that whatever situation we go through, Father God, it's not to death right now, Father God, that we are being tested and tried, and we're being matured in the word of God right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call on you right now to help us get through all of our trials and tribulations right now, Father God. Let us be able to continue to depend on you and nobody else right now, Father God. Let us not put nobody before you or above you right now, Father. Let us stand on your word and know that we will have that joy in the morning right now, Father God. Father God, we call on our system with our children right now, Father God. We call on the system that our kids are in school, and we do not want any of our kids to suffer with COVID right now, Father God. Put your hedge of protection around each and every single baby that's in school right now, from kindergarten to college right now, Father God. Them dwell in safety right now, Father God. Let them dwell in good health right now, Father God. Disperse your angels around our babies right now, Father God. Let them see no destruction of anything that the enemy is throwing at them right now, Father God. For our kids are our generation. They are the next after us right now, Father God.
Yes,
so, Father God, please put your protective hedge around our babies right now, Father God. And, Father God, we're going to stand on your word and count it as joy right now, Father God. We're going to stand on your word and claim the victory right now, Father God. For we know that there is nothing impossible with you right now, Father God. So, Father God, we give you the honor and the glory right now, Father God. Father God, look on our mothers that are trying to raise their family by themselves right now, Father God. Father God, open doors that they can have some kind of help come in and some kind of assistance come into home right now, Father. God, let them not give up on trying to raise their family as a single mother right now, Father God. Give them hope and give them understanding, Father God. Give them wisdom and knowledge right now, Father God. Just like you gave Solomon, Father God, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding right now, Father God. Give them those three items, Father God, that they can raise their children to be good children right now, Father God. That they can raise their kids to be in the word of God and know a relationship with you right now, Father God. Father God, we call on these things because we know these are the things that will keep a smile on your face right now, Father God. Because we want to do everything we can to please you, God, and not disappoint you right now, Father God. Father God, we call on the things that we are in need of right now, Father God, to build our children up for tomorrow.
Yes,
God. Let them be able to continue on with their education right now, Father God, and not fall by the wayside right now, Father God. Father God, I'm also asking that you go into Israel for the black Jews right now, Father God. Father God, they are in turmoil over there right now, Father God. Our black Israelites are being tormented over there right now, Father God. So, Father God, I ask that you go and give them a healing right now, Father God. Let them not see that anything between black and white, but let them see that they are Jewish as well right now, Father God. That they are Israelites as well right now, Father God. Father God, touch that land over there and cut out the division right now, Father God. Father God, as a matter of fact, cut out the division in the White House right now, Father God. Let them know it's not about Democrats or Republicans or independents right now, but let them know it's about you right now, Father God. For we all have to serve one God, and we believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is risen right now, Father God. So, Father God, go into the White House right now, Father God. Guide Biden's mind and heart right now, Father God. God. Let him not make any decision unless it be a decision that you are giving him right now, Father God. Let him know that we have to do better by the people right now, Father God, and not by the war and numbers right now, Father God. For you said all of the wealth of the wicked is set up for the righteous right now, Father God. So, Father God, we stand on your word right now, Father God, knowing that the wealth of the wicked will be given to us right now, Father God. And, Father God, we're going to give you the glory and the honor in your name. Oh, hallelujah. God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God. Pastor, if you want to come in for a prayer, come on in, Pastor, for a prayer. Come on in. Come on in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you for the prayer that Pastor just prayed, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you restore everything that you prayed out for your people on today, Lord God. Father, I ask that you will bless our family, Lord God, that you will strengthen them in their time of grief, Father God. Father God, I ask, Father God, as we close out the prayer, Father, that everyone that had prayer requests, Father God, that you already meet them where they need to be met at. Father, we know that you, Lord God, are able, Father, and we trust in you and standing on your word. We thank you, Father God, for our opportunity to be able to speak to you, Father, every day, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that we don't have to just pray on one day, Lord God, but we could pray to you every day, all through the day. But I thank you, Father, for everything that Pastor poured out on today, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you'll bless each and every person, Father, as they go through the rest of the week, Lord God. Father God, as many are preparing, Father, to celebrate the death of our Savior, Lord God, when Easter's coming, Lord God. But, Father, we're supposed to honor him every day, Father.
Yes.
Honor him for the blessing that you gave, Father, when you sent him into the world. Father God, that every day should be a blessing to know that he came and died for us, Lord God, to have eternal life, everlasting life, Father. So, Father, we thank you on today, Father. We pray, Father God, that you, Lord God, that you are so honored and happy on today, Lord God, for us coming together and praying for your people, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for covering our sisters and brothers, Lord God, that are listening on today. Continue to bless the ministry, Lord God. Continue, God, to strengthen us, Lord God, and refill everything, God, that is poured out. Those, Lord God, who are listening on the call, who are not speaking out, Lord God, but they're here listening in agreement with us in prayer, Father. You already know the things, Lord God, that is hindering them, that's on their mind, Father, that they're dealing with, Father. And we know, God, that you're already meeting us there. Father, we thank you, Father, for strengthening us. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to lead and guide us how you want us to go, Father. We thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you for waking each and every one of us up this morning, God. We thank you, Father, for our opportunity, God, to get on the call, to get on the link, Lord God. If somebody somewhere don't have the opportunities that we have right now, Lord God. But, Father, we thank you, Father, for the roof over our head, the food that we eat, the clothes on our body, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father. Sometimes, Father, we just have to thank you for the things, Father, that sometimes we take for granted. But, Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you for our children, God. We thank you for our family, Lord God. Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for you just being our God, that you never walk away from us, Lord God, that you always there, Lord God, protecting us and keeping us, Father. Even when we're not doing what we're supposed to do, God, you're still a faithful God. So, Father, we thank you so much, Lord God.
Yes.
Father, even as I close out the prayer, Father, I pray for my daughter, Lord God. I pray, Father, that when she has the ultrasound, Lord God, that it's no issues with her uterus, Lord God, that the new baby, Lord God, is growing safely in her body, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you will strengthen the grandbaby that is growing in her body, Lord. Father, and we just pray, Father, for Sister D, who's in the hospital, not able to move, Lord God. Father, we pray, Father God, that as she's in the rehab, Lord God, that they will strengthen her body, that she'll be able to move and function again, Lord God. Father, we pray and we thank you, God, for everything that you do. God, I give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you, Father God. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for the prayer on today.
Amen.
Thank you.
Now, Saints, I know that y'all guys are missing Bible studies. We're going to get back online, but we will not have no Bible study tonight. But we will be in service on Sunday Don't meet me there. Meet me there online, okay? We are going to have service on Sunday. I will be bringing the word. I'm going to give Pastor a couple, about two or three more Sundays off because she needs the rest. She's regrouping. Let's keep our pastor in prayer that she's moving into her new home. We want everything to go great with the new home. We want her to be able to transition in the new home with no problems. Amen. And then once mm-hmm. she settled in, me and Sean gonna come down for a barbecue. I'm inviting myself to her house. Let's pray for our pastor for a smooth transition as she moves into her new house, and you know, let there be no hiccups when she gets the keys and go into her home. But like I said, there will be no Bible study tonight, but you can always call Pastor Camilla or myself if you do need us. It's not that we're shutting the doors and not answering phones. No. We're not shutting doors, and we will be answering phone calls. But like I said, we will be in service on Sunday, and like I ask everybody, don't meet me there. Beat me there online. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
This man's our day prayer. I pray that everybody go forth. Pastor, I'm going to call you because I need to mention something to you right after I get offline.
Okay.
So God bless each and every last one of you. Amen. And this ends our noonday prayer. God bless.
Okay. All right. Thank you. God bless y'all.
All right,
have a good one.
God bless.
Bye-bye.